Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.
Slam Warriors Revolution brings together the best in Irish talent and some of the biggest international names in the sport. And the biggest name on the card is undoubtedly Paul Daly. The man they call Semtex is a massive name in mixed martial arts, a veteran of Bama, Strikeforce and the UFC, and he will be competing on Leaside on the night. Our buddy Martin Horgan is the man behind it all, and he told us how Daly ended up on the card. But first, I asked him how the preparations are going for the event.
Excellent. The card is lined up fairly well now at the moment. Again, all the top Irish main lads have queued up to go on the show, and they're delighted to go on the show, defending titles, going for titles. And again, a big A-class and full Thai rules card, which is the main guys in the country want to be on.
Yeah, it must make your job a little bit easier when you announce the card and people are baiting down your door to get on the card.
Well, it's sort of a lot of the gyms and even people who are following the card. No, it's not just their friends and family. No, it's actually people are going to hear the event is on. They're coming back after seeing the big fights from last year, the big main fighters from Thailand, Sanchoy, and the two big main Thai fights, which is just outstanding. People, a lot of people who are involved in sport a long time, never seen such a, even besides the main card on night, the two Thais fighting each other, the Irish guys really going for it. And there was carnage on night with knockouts and serious, no one was holding back for the whole thing, like, you know.
Fantastic. Well, that's the standard fare for your shows, really, isn't it?
It can be, like, it's the main guys, like, and there is, I know everyone says about every show, like, but there is actually an incredible atmosphere. There's something special about it, and with the big main cards, people are not just waiting on the main fight, they're waiting on the fight before it, and as I say, the main Cork lads are on, and they're against each other, which is another thing. No one's hiding each other. They actually want to fight each other on the card, like, you know, so it's great for everyone.
And Neptune Stadium as well, it's the best venue I've been in for fights in Ireland, because it's just something about the venue and the metallic roof, the atmosphere just bounces back down and it's electric by the time the main event.
It's something about it when it's busy, and there's such an electric atmosphere, and the anticipation of the main event's coming, and people are watching their friends, and especially up in Neptune at the moment on the show, is the higher level fighters are there, and they're all fighting each other. The guys from Cork are fighting each other, and the guys from around the country fighting each other, and you have a big mix of international fights, and then you're waiting on the main top international card, like, that you're not going to see anywhere else, like, you know.
Speaking of the international card, Paul Daly, a man renowned in the MMA world for being one of the top level fighters, he's on your card. How did that come about?
Well, everyone knows Paul Daly from his striking ability in the UFC, and how vicious and powerful and knockout power he has, like, and he goes for it, like, you know. And I suppose his infamous hit after the bell in
Kostyuk,
in the UFC. So I suppose it's a bit of a coup to pull him off and have him on the show over here. But a lot of people are asking how'd you get him, but we have him and he's coming, so absolutely delighted to have him, like, you know. It brings a new audience to the show, like, you know.
That's what I was going to say, yeah, because when you bring someone like Paul on, I suppose the average fight fan knows who Paul is, so now there's a massive interest in your show because of that.
That's the thing with the UFC, like, it's so big and it's so mainstream, you know, on the TV, and it gets excellent coverage and excellent production, and Paul is so well known, and even if he's not in the UFC, guys in the UFC are asking, can we get Paul back, like, you know. And but we have him here in Cork now, and he's the thing about Paul, like, he comes to fight and he's intimidating to his opponents, because he said he's going to knock him out, and he makes that point, like, at press conferences and at weigh-ins and stuff, like, you know.
I've seen this guy's training videos for this fight. He's taking this fight 110% seriously. Just like the strength of this guy is frightening.
Absolutely, he's knocking out with both hands. What he hits, he's knocking out in his cage fighting at the moment. But the thing about the guy he's fighting is he's an all out stand up fighter. He's Russian. He's tough. He has he's with Glory, what was known as Glory's World Fight Series. It's called Glory now, and that's on Spike TV in America. So it's huge, you know, like, you know. And he's ranked number 3 in that, and he's used to stand up fighting. Like, there's no resting in it, and even in his biography on the Glory website, he's known for sucking up punishment, taking it, and being a very awkward fighter, because he won't give in, like, you know. So he's going to be a real, real test for Paul Daly, like, you know.
And that's the great thing about this fight as well, because you've Paul Daly in the card, you'd almost be forgiven for giving Paul a guy you were expecting to beat easily, but this guy Alexander is going to really put it up to him.
Yeah, well, that's the thing I've sort of gone out of my way for all the big fights, like, even when I brought Sanchez the top tie in the world. Like, you know, everyone thinks Sancho would just walk through Europeans and a lot of them. Like, but I made sure I got off and got a very, very solid French guy. You need to. It's pointless getting a big fighter over if he's going to knock someone out in the first round because one, the crowd aren't getting their money's worth. But it happens. Like, people get knocked out in the first round. It happens to everyone. Like, you know, but. The fighter is fighting the Russian. He is solid. He is game, and Paul Day is not going to knock him out easy, but he will go for it, which is going to make it a really hard fight for both fighters.
Cannot wait for that one. The other big fight on the card: Jordan Watson and Rico Kell, two top level fighters.
Absolutely, Jordan Watson been here before about 3 years ago, and I think it really was the first time people in Ireland and in Cork really experienced a really top level. All out stand up battle from Jordan Watson, who fought a top French fighter, Cedric Muller, at the time, and everyone remembers that, and everyone would see it from YouTube clips and so that from before and still watch it again. And he's going fighting Enrico Kell, another fighter who wouldn't necessarily for between Ireland and England wouldn't be well known for everyone, but now that I've announced his name, they're spotting him all over. He's just had a fight with the biggest fighter, probably the biggest martial arts in the world, biggest stand up fighter in the world, Boko. He took a beating off him, off Boko, but most people do anyway, like, you know, Jordan did too. But I think it was his grit and determination. He still fought back and called Boko on and everything. So Jordan, Rico Kell, and they pull such things out of the bag, such knockout power and some spectacular jumping kicks, jumping knees that aren't light, like, they're really knockout shots. Mm-hmm. Like, and when you see these things live in front of you, it's a big thing to see. Like, you know,
it's a fantastic experience. Right, talk to me about some of the Irish guys in the card.
Yeah, again, the Irish card now from my own Jim Malone. I've Willie Murphy, who won an Irish title. He's going straight back and defending it against Michael Keller from Cork Tie. Yeah. Another Jim who's always on the show. So they're going to have a good Cork domestic battle. Like, you know, Willie won his last fight by spinning elbow and cut his opponent across the eye. He had to pull out of the fight then because it'd be cut. So that's going to be a good fight between Michael and Willie. I have Johnny Sheehan, who trains at the gym. He's obviously a go forward fighter. He really goes for it as well. Like, you know, and he's going to fight Cian Coley, another top Irish fighter from Dublin. I've Shane O'Neill, who is going to be a big fight on the night. It's an A class fight. Shane O'Neill is fighting Ricky Sewell from England, and he holds a WBC, you know, one of the green belts, which sort of, you know, they'll be fascinated with. But that's going to be a big fight as well. And then we have Aaron from our own gym as well. Aaron just had a big win over in Italy in front of a massive crowd over there in Milan, and he's going fighting. It's James O'Connell from Tipperary. And the thing about it is, like, Aaron doesn't really get to fight Irish fighters, so he's going to fight James. And a lot of people are calling for it. And Aaron started to fight some big sort of European level fighters, even guys, world level fighters. So, and James, like, this is going to be a good fight because Aaron's not going to want to lose to him, and James is going to really want to win. So that's that, like, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Aaron always brings a massive crowd. It's always a fantastic atmosphere. Ticket wise, how do people go about getting them over the next few weeks?
The tickets are available for any of the fighters on the show, and the gyms that are involved with fighters on the show. They can get at Horgan's Bar on Blarney Street, or they're getting them at Siam Warriors, which is in Ballymacthomas, just off Blarney Street.
I wouldn't leave it too late though.
Absolutely not. No, they're flying it, and the ringside is just about sold out now, so I'd advise people to get them right now.
Excellent. Martin, thanks very much for coming. Best of luck with the show, and we'll chat to you on the night.
Cheers, Rory. Thank you.
Red FM.
I had a very tough fight against a top Italian opponent. It was actually a rematch from last year in Neptune Stadium, where I beat him on a points decision, one of the fights of the night, actually.
It was, yeah.
And I actually received a horrendous cut in that night.
I remember that. It was gaping. It was like an inch wide on your eye.
It actually went right to the bone, you know, and
you still fought on.
I think it was the third one I got cut, and I came back to the corner, and Martin's face said it all, you know. It really did, you know. I goes, Aaron, I think we have to stop the fight. He was, you know, stop nothing, man. I'm basically, we have a small little fight in the corner. He goes, look, you have so much time to make a difference in this fight. You know, really turn it your way and spur on to the victory, I believe, you know.
When you get a cut like that, how does it affect you psychologically, like, in the fighting? I mean, like, are you just backing away from him a lot more and stuff like that?
No, I wouldn't say backing away, no, you know, but they really, what they said to me, I really had to up my game, you know, because for my own safety, they said they were going to stop the fight, you know. So I basically said, look, you've 1 minute of the fourth round to up your game and do your best to stop him or get the fight in your favour, you know. So it really spurred me on, and I believe I won the money rounds, which are 4 and 5 in Muay Thai, you know.
Yeah.
So I believe I won it comfortably in the end.
I suppose you couldn't really argue with your corner with that kind of advice.
But Italy anyway, we the rematch was on, and it was a massive event in Milan, Italy. huge stadium. There's about 12,000 seat arena. Massive concerts be held in this arena, and anyway, massive attendance. Massive. Some of the best fighters in the world were on it, and it was a pleasure to be on the undercard. And we went toe to toe again. We put on a crowd pleaser. And a lot of people told me it was fight of the night on that event, which is really, really pleasing for me for the standard that was on the event, you know. So
was it always going to be hard to get a decision against an Italian with two Italian judges?
I don't know about that. People say it's hard to get decisions when you fight abroad, you know. But I kind of believe I won the fight. A lot of trainers and fighters said it to me after the fight. I believe I was more clinical. And no, I wouldn't say it was a robbery. A robbery was harsh. He's a top opponent, and it was a great fight, you know. But from a Muay Thai scoring perspective, I believe I was scoring. I was more clinical, and I think I could have taken it. The two Italian judges gave it a draw. The English judge gave it to me, and you know, maybe it was hard done by. But look, it was a great fight, and we gave them their money's worth, and that's all that matters.
Just
really,
chalk it onto one of those nights, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
You're back in the ring then, like 4 weeks later. Before getting back in there straight away, or before kind of a break in between training camps.
Whatever the day to set, I really don't mind. You know, March 1st now in Neptune Stadium, I'm fighting James O'Connell from Tipperary. It's been a long time now since I fought an Irish fighter. I don't really get to fight Irish fighters anymore because I've kind of stepped up to the Irish fighters, you know. I'm kind of fighting more Europeans and world standard fighters, but James O'Connell was stepping up to the plate, and I've actually great time for James, you know. We always wish each other luck when we fight and stuff, but it's a good fight from an Irish Thai boxing perspective. The Irish fans are really calling for it, and Irish featherweight title is on the line, up for grabs. I really don't want to lose to James because he's trying to take my number one spot. You know,
he wants to make a statement. Doesn't he?
I believe the pressure is kind of on me. You know, people are, you know, and he wants to step up to the plate, take my spot. And it's up to me to stop him. And
especially in your home turf as well.
Exactly, on my home turf. Look, as they say, I've a great time for James. I'm sure after the fight we're going to have a good time and good laugh, but in the ring, business is business, and I will be giving Metro Stadium value for money.
You certainly will, you always do. You've obviously seen him fight before. What kind of fighter is he?
He's a very come forward fighter, I know, very grit and determination. He can take a lot of punishment, as I can do myself, you know. So people are saying sparks are going to fly in this one, you know, because we're very two come forward fighters. And I just hope my experience will be just that deciding factor, and again, hopefully I'll be taking that victory home and keeping that belt in Cork.
Do you and your team kind of formulate specific game plans per opponent, or do you always just go out and fight your own fight?
No, I really don't believe in game plans. I really don't, because as you always know, Rory, things don't always go according to plan. I usually just, from the first round, you might see a lot in Muay Thai, they kind of take it easy in the first round just to suss your opponent out, and which is what I kind of tend to do. And I just go with the flow from the fight then, there, you know. I'll see what he's like round one, what's working for me, what's not working for me, and maybe the corner. I'll come back to the corner, my spot, something to me, tell him this is working, this isn't working, and we'll just take from there, and I'll go with the flow of the fight. So I don't believe in game plans.
You've fought all over the world, Aaron. Is fighting in Cork that little bit extra special?
I've fought in some massive events now. I've fought in some, as I say, Italy, Thailand, Belgium, England, Scotland. The list goes on, and Cork really is a special place to fight in. You know, the Neptune Stadium, the atmosphere at Neptune Stadium is incredible. I've been to some massive events, and even the event now in Milan in Italy, the attendance, and no, there's nothing compared to the Neptune Stadium. The atmosphere, the electricity in the arena, it's incredible. I really can't explain. And these fights, and they come out on DVD afterwards, you know, and people can sometimes, they might wait for the DVD to come out, and no, the DVD, you have to see these events live if you really want to experience live, because the DVDs do not do justice, you know. And we fit about 2,000 people into a good Siam Warriors event night, and it's incredible, you know. I'm fighting in front of my hometown, and I really love it, you know. So it is my favourite event to fight on.
Yeah, I've seen you fight a couple of times in Neptune Stadium, just the atmosphere for your fights, and indeed all the fights in general. It's just something about the venue. I think it's like the steel roof or something, isn't it? And it's kind of so intimate as well.
I really don't know. It tends to be just the Siam Warriors promotions. I've seen other promotions at Neptune Stadium, and no disrespect to the promoters or the other events, you know, but they never seem to live up to the Siam events, you know. And why, I don't know. Is it just the fight fans that come to Neptune Stadium, and it's the standard of the fights? There's a lot of things to consider, but Siam Warriors promotions, it's amazing, you know. And anyone listening to this really should experience Neptune Stadium come March 1st. The atmosphere was just electric, you know.
Yeah, I can second that as well. Slime Warriors never put on a poor event. Besides yourself, there's a wealth of, I suppose, top class Irish talent in this card as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there's some big Irish fighters on it. We have Irish champion Shane O'Neill. He's going to be fighting a top English opponent, Ricky Sewell from England. He's actually the WBC, you know, the green belt that everyone loves. He's the British champion version of that. He's fought all over the world himself. He's only about 19, if I'm right, but he's been there and done it all. He's a top future superstar, you know. We have who else is on from Ireland? We have Cian Dogan versus Darren McFoyle. It's another good Irish domestic matchup there. Cian Dogan always hits hard, brings a good support, and believe me, the atmosphere will be rocking for his fight too. Yeah. Always is. I believe Darren McFoyle is bringing a good crowd from Dublin too. Johnny Sheehan versus Keane Coley. Again, Johnny, big support, very come forward fighter, really up his game the last year or two, and against another Irish champion, Keane Coley. So that's another good fight to look forward to on the Irish card, you know.
Really looking forward to all those fights. And the two headline fights then as well, we've got a cracking fight between Enrico Kell and Jordan Watson. These are two of the top guys in the sport.
Yeah, Jordan Watson is at that weight division, he probably is number one, you know. Well, from a European perspective, you know, he's incredible. His balance, his physique, his accuracy. Jordan Watson is the man. Like, you know, he's incredible. He's been there. He's done it all. He's fought all over the world. He's making big money now for himself. In fairness to him, he was actually here a couple of years ago against a French champion, Cedric Muller. That really did raise the bar for Irish Thai boxing here. You know, that was Martin Horgan's first major promotion fight. He promoted, and to this day, people still talk about that fight. It's actually on YouTube if anyone wants to look it up. You know, Jordan Martin versus Cedric Muller. You just see the standard and the class. You know, it is an incredible fight to watch. But he's up against March 1st now in Neptune. He's up against his German opponent, Enrico Kell. Very come forward fighter again. Bit of a pest, if that makes sense. He will be in Jordan's face. You know, it will be a good, interesting clash of styles. He's very dangerous. He's very dangerous elbows as well. In Rinko, he will come forward. His grit, determination against Watson's accuracy will be a very interesting fight, you know.
And Paul Daly coming as well. I suppose a lot of people know him for his UFC stint, which ended, I suppose, poorly when he punched Josh Koscheck after the bell. But he's going to bring a lot of, I suppose, neutral fans, almost like new people to the sport. Maybe that might come up much to the event.
Absolutely, yeah. Paul Daly, now he's well known for being a very vicious, powerful fighter, incredible knockout power.
He hasn't fought much Thai before, has he?
He actually has. He comes from a Thai boxing background, believe it or not. He's actually said many times it's his favourite art to fight, you know. So he's stepping back into his comfort zone, you know, his more stand-up game. So it will be interesting, though. He's fighting an incredible, a very, very hard Russian fighter, Alexander Storenko. He's actually signed at the moment with Glory. They're another stand-up fighting organisation. I think he's ranked number two, number three there. And very hard hitter. Like him, like Paul Daly, they're going to be two very hard hitters coming forward, hitting each other, and sparks are definitely going to fly in that one. And I do predict a knockout in that fight, you know, as many people do, you know.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to that one. Finally, Aaron, for people who are coming to watch you fight, what can they expect?
Value for money. That's what I always say. Look, I always step into the ring to give people are paying good money for these events, and I always like to say I like to give value for money. I'm going to come forward. I'm going to try and, as I said, James is trying to take my number one spot, my Irish Federate title, and it's up to me to stop him. And as I said, business is business in the ring, and come March 1st, we're looking forward to it.
Excellent, and we're certainly looking forward to hearing the Big Red Bench. I missed the last event in October because it was the day after my wedding, so I wasn't allowed out to watch it. But genuinely looking forward to this one, September, March 1st, Revolution on Leaside, and Aaron O'Callaghan fights James O'Connell. Best luck, Aaron, no doubt you're going to get the win.
Thanks very much, Rory.
Red FM.
I'm joined now by William Murphy of Slime Warriors, Shane O'Neill of Cork Thai, ahead of their fights next week. First off, lads, I suppose I'll start with you, William. How's the training camp gone?
Yeah, very good. Getting quite tired now, really, you know, with all the training. So, just ready to go now, you know.
Now, what about you, Shane?
Same as Willie, just can't wait to get in there now. Can't wait, like, all the hard work is done, just cutting the weight now and staying away from McDonald's for next week. So, Other than that, though, everything's going well.
Do both of you have much weight to cut? Is it quite intense?
Yeah, a few kilos now, right.
So, it's always the same, like, 4 kilos the last week.
Yeah.
Just going to the sauna after the day before and just close your eyes and wait till you wake up with 4 kg later.
And you do much water loading and stuff during the week, or is it just all in the sauna?
Water loading, no, I definitely
would. I would up the amount of water during the last week, like, just so I find it easier to cut the weight in the sauna, like, but I wouldn't do too much water loading, like, because I don't want to be fucking floating around.
William, how long is your average, I suppose, training camp? I mean, like, how intensely are you training, like?
About 8 weeks, you would start training quite hard now, you know, and then the last 4, you would up it again. So you're training every day, really, like, you know. And then maybe the odd day, then when you're really tired and you feel you need a rest for your body and stuff, you take a break then that day, like, you know.
And Shane, are you kind of like in heavy and intense training all this week now, or is the hard training done?
Well, this week now was heavy and intense training again, but next week you start cutting down and just concentrating on the weight and just getting into tweaking on your technique and stuff, like. But I suppose the last few weeks all the hard training was done, like, and you never really get a break from it because you're always thinking about the fight, like, or always trying to distract yourself when you do have a day off, like. But it's very hard to do, like. And the last week now, just trying to cut the weight, as I said, like, just get the last few kg off.
What's Mike doing?
Willie's opponent, Mike, like, we were training for a few weeks there, and Mike's after killing 3 fellas in training, so we have to keep him in the cage now, up in the gym, just until the fight.
Yeah, so William Murphy does fight Mike Kelleher of Cork Thai, so there's a bit of a Siam Warriors Cork Thai, I suppose, rivalry.
Mike is my friend as well, so.
What's the rivalry?
I'm staring Willie here now, intensely.
What's the rivalry right between the two gyms? Is it friendly rivalry or
whatever? It's friendly rivalry.
I hate them all, to be honest. Like, never, now I'm joking. Martin's after doing all these shows and stuff, so really, like, you know, compared to when I started the sport first, like, I would have started when I was about 15, but I even remember watching Willie fight, like, and stuff, and just being mesmerised by, like how intense the fights were and the way that they put their bodies in the line and stuff, and the shows compared to now have just grown so much, like, and it's all thanks to Martin, really, because he's bought over all the big guns and stuff and brought the people to Neptune. So I like Sam Morris for that reason, but I don't like him for other reasons.
And we'll talk about the rest of the card a little bit later, but tell me about Mike Kelleher, Willie. How much do you know about him?
I know Mike. He's a good fighter. He's round the wheel. Good aggressive style. Kind of like myself. So two of us, I'd say, will give good entertainment, you know, today.
If I can slip in there, as a fight fan, that fight is really one to look forward to, because both of them, I think, are just going to look at each other for the first 10 seconds, and then after that it's going to be elbows all over the place. Like,
well, Shane, he's your teammate. Tell us what kind of fighter he is.
Like I said, he's after killing 3 fellas in training, like, so we have him in a cage now at the moment, just waiting to let him loose. Now, Mike's very, like, he's the kind of fella in training you want to avoid sparing him, like, because you know you're not going to get an easy one, but he's good to keep you on your toes, like, and we all push each other in training, like, we all keep each other sharp, and everyone has bad days where you need fellas like that to kind of get it out you like and push yourself even more. But him and Willie's going to be a great fight, like, it's one that any fight fan should look forward to, like, because, like I said, both of them aren't going to take a back foot.
Really great fight. Forward to that one. It's a Cork battle as well, a Cork rivalry as well, just kind of adds to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
So, Shane, you're fighting Ricky. Is it Sewell or Sewell?
I don't know.
Sewell.
We'll go with Sewell.
Whatever noise in the morning, I'm going to call him. Anyway.
From the UK. Have you been able to find out much about him? Have you seen his fights?
I haven't seen much of his fights. Like, I've seen a few clips of him fighting. I know he's a WBC British champion at the weight I'm fighting him at, and he's come up weight in the last year, like, because he fought Andy Gray last year in Neptune. It was a year ago exactly, like, and I was in the corner for Andy that time, so I know he's a quality fighter, like, and I know that he's drawn a very good prospect and all. He's a big name in England at the moment, but I've nothing to lose in my eyes, like. I'm just going to give it my all and do what I always do, like, train. I love a hard fight, like, that's why we're in it, like. There's no such thing as an easy fight at this stage, so.
And what's it like fighting in Neptune as well, in front of, I suppose, your hometown, your home fans?
Great atmosphere. There's no atmosphere really like it, to be honest. I've been to a lot of shows around Europe, big shows, and Neptune, you can't be.
Yeah, the Cork crowd, like, seriously, like, once you get a few drinks in them, like, it's mad.
Yeah, they're really
I've been even to Lumpini Stadium in Thailand, like, the atmosphere there is unbelievably electric because of the gamblers and stuff, but in Neptune it's kind of similar with all the people, because everyone knows someone fighting, like, and and after all these big shows, like, people seem to know the fighters more, like.
Yeah, and they're getting a better idea to how you box and know as well, like
even the scoring, like, people be cheering when there's a kick landed and when there's a knee landed, you hear the crowd going, hey, compared to before when everyone was just like, okay, punch him.
Punch him.
So will you have much support there in the night, buddy?
I've no friends, so
he's most popular in Cork.
My mum's coming up right, but other than that, no, my nan might come as well, we see.
I suppose we're all looking forward to seeing you all getting punched in the head, all your friends.
My friends can't wait to see me get elbowed. They're all hoping I get cut, I think, because they're saying they haven't got cut yet, like, and they're all kind of hoping to get one.
Good looks.
Yeah, I'm not really that good looking anyway. That's why I'm on radio. They wouldn't leave me on TV.
I suppose we all know about Aaron O'Callaghan, but who else should we be looking out for from your gym on the night?
On the night, there's some lads there now, like Johnny Sheehan. He's a big fight there now. He's fighting King Crowley from Dublin. Another person there now is Owen McCarthy. He's fighting a lad from Fermoy there, Damien. Be a good fight as well. Keane Duggan there as well as another lad. And Steve O'Mahony, who's trained really hard for this now, so should be a really good fight as well. The lads are good. Like, Aaron is obviously one of the biggest fights, you know, because two lads, it's for an Irish title as well at 57, so it's a fight that everyone's looking forward to, so that should be a great fight.
And how much of an inspiration has Aaron been, kind of considering he's been all
over the world? Yeah, like, Aaron, know he's around the world as well, and he's getting on big shows. So, like, Jesus, it's great for the gym, you know. Like, he fought in January in Yako Show, which is really big, you know, 10,000 people at it. Like, and I mean, when he's doing things like that, it's great. You know, we've another lad there, Ryan Sheen, who's fighting on a big show the week after our show in Bolton with some of the top fighters around the world on it. Like, you know, so it's great for the gym, like, you know.
Shane, who else from your gym is on the card?
From our own gym, we have obviously Mike Keller, who's fighting Willie, and we have Greg Hart, who he was in Australia for a year. He got some good fights over there. I think he was working in the kangaroo sanctuary as well or something.
But, kangaroos?
Yeah, he was fighting the kangaroos as training. But now Greg always, he's kind of the same, you know. Everyone in our gym has the same kind of attitude. Bring the fight to whoever you're fighting, like, and he's up against Pat Hickey, who Willie fought in his last fight, and Pat lost that fight, so I suppose Pat's going to try to come back and show what he's made of, like. But Greg, like I said, Greg's well up for it. I mean, another fella in Nick. Nick, we call him Nick the Greek because he's from, obviously from Greece, like. But I can't pronounce his second name. It's I'm going to try there. Constantinopoulos. Nick's a good boxer. Like, he was boxing background, like, and he's another fella, like, who'll bring the fight. Like I said, like, everyone's kind of in our gym, all of the attitude to go forward, like, and just give it your all. So we're all looking forward to the fight now.
As fight fans, how much are you both looking forward to, I suppose, the two main events? No, Paul Dale, we get all the attention, I suppose, from non-Thai fans, I suppose, because of his UFC background.
Paul's a big name because of his UFC background, because of his MMA background, and because MMA is so big at the moment, like, everyone would even heard of him. Even if they're not involved in fight sports, they would have heard the name Paul Daly, some of them. But I think I'm looking forward to Enrico Kelly and Watson more, like, because two of them, like, it's such a clash of styles. I can't call it, like, Watson's so powerful, so technical, and Kelly's so tricky, like, you know, you don't know why he's going to come up with next. So,
and he's been busy a lot lately, like, you know. Enrico Kelly, he's fighting actually tonight.
He will, like, I'd say jumping anyway. He's kind of the guy, like, tough as nails. Like, and I think, as far as I know, like, I think he's fighting, I don't know if he's fighting Bacow, but again, I don't know. He's fighting
semi tonight. He's fighting the Canadian fella.
Oh, yeah, and so, well, thank God he's not fighting Bacow, because that would be,
there's no elbows in it, so.
He won't get cut,
Finally, boys, probably a stupid question to ask fighters, and it usually is, but how confident are you heading into next Saturday night?
You have to be confident, like, so.
Yeah, you have
to be. No point going in, I suppose.
If you don't believe in yourself, I suppose, there's no chance or no hope of getting in there, like, so you have to just, like I said, like, me and Willie both know we've tough fights, like, but there's no such thing as an easy fight either, like, so.
You wouldn't want an easy fight, like.
You wouldn't want an easy fight.
At this stage, no, we just want to get in there and give it our all and see what happens then, so.
Well, lads, thanks a million for coming into us. Best luck on the night. Might chat to you afterwards.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.